Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you so much to be able to meet with these lovely brothers and sisters and fellowship with them, Lord. And we just have such a good time with you, Lord. And I just praise you for it. I thank you for putting place and love in our hearts for each other and for all the brothers and sisters all across the world. And I praise you for it, Lord. I thank you for the things that you're showing us, the things that you're teaching us as well. And I thank you for that. Lord, it is such an awesome time to be alive, because it seems like that when we pray, things happen. Because we're praying in one accord, we all have faith to believe, and these prayers get answered. And it's just awesome to watch and awesome to get the testimonies back. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing upon tonight's group. And the people who listen, even afterwards, because it's going to be on the outreach. And I thank you for it, Father. I thank you, Lord, that tonight you're going to just bless us mightily. And I praise you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody got any prayer requests?
Good evening. Yes, how are you?
All right, Mike, go ahead, brother.
Appreciate that. We would so much like this group to lift up Pastor William Perry, currently in intensive care in critical condition in Albany, Georgia, which is far away from his home in Fort Lauderdale. This man has given his entire life to the ministry and has sacrificed immensely. He's just been a great mentor to our church and our Bible studies and our family, and we're heartbroken that he found a ministry lecture trip in Albany, Georgia, and his auto crashed, and he's given a very low percentage to survive. This happened 2 days ago, so actually the Lord is sustaining him, and Christians were witness to the crash and actually stayed with him and prayed until EMT personnel arrived. So if you could please lift up Pastor William Perry for the Lord to restore him so he can go back to his speaking and educating tour. He has a very unique educational ministry to college students, and he's one of a kind.
Okay, how do you spell his last name?
P-E-R-R-Y.
Terry.
Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, Perry.
Oh, Perry.
William Perry, yes. And do you need to know the specific injuries?
It'd be nice.
Or you just want to pray for a general rejuvenation of his entire body, because he does have actually injuries all over the body, but primarily in the brain.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just pray for him, okay?
Thank you.
Well, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up William Perry to you, Lord. Lord, he's been in this wreck. The devil tried to take him out. But Lord, just like that pastor over in Uganda that hit that tree, I ask and I pray, Father, that your divine will would be that he live. In the name of Jesus right now, I command the spirit of death off of him. I command that body to be healed, every cell, every organ, every bone in his body be healed in the name of Jesus. I command the power of death off of him right now, and I command faith in the people around him to believe that God's promises are true and that we can trust you, Lord, to do what you said you could do. And you said when we pray and we believe what we pray, we shall have it. And in the name of Jesus, I declare that William Perry is healed and restored as new in the name of Jesus. And Father, it doesn't make any difference what the doctors say. It doesn't make any difference what we see with our eyes. We know, because we believe, that William Perry is healed in the name of Jesus. Now, does everybody in here believe that? Praise God. Me too. I believe it, and I declare it in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Let me pray, if you wouldn't mind.
Go ahead.
Lord,
yes, sir.
I bind that spirit of death on this man, and I loose life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Amen. Anybody else that feels led to pray, go ahead.
And Lord, restore his brain that it's functional just like it did before he had the wreck, and let him continue the ministry that he's doing and giving you all the praise. So thank you, Lord, for that.
Amen. Lord, I ask while you got him up there in the bed that you give him a touch of heaven, Father, that he come back and tell the glorious wonders of heaven. And I praise you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus. You said, whatsoever we shall ask in the name of Jesus, you're going to give it to us. I believe it. In John 14:14. Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, Marla. Well, all right, Mike. It's a done deal, brother. I believe it.
Thank you so much. My wife would like to chime in as well. Is that all right?
Yes, sir. You go right ahead.
Thank you.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. We appreciate your prayers for our dear friend. Last Sunday when the accident occurred, we had the sense the Satanists do send and consistently are cursing pastors and their ministries. And last Sunday was a waning moon, so we know that they do perform satanic rituals against pastors, and they send assignments against them. Pastor Perry works on college campuses. He lectures, and he tries to teach young people about spiritual warfare, and he's just a great evangelist. So we were praying for college students, our prayer team here in South Florida, and we got the sense that maybe there was some assignment against him when this happened. As soon as I heard it, I said, this has to do with an assignment, I think. So I'm going to just break the spells. In the name of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father, we ask that you hover and brood over Bill. We ask that you heal him, and we declare and decree that the blood of Jesus Christ is running and flowing through all of his body, releasing healing wherever he needs it. We come against the dark forces that might have an assignment against him or his family or the interfaith ministry in the name of Jesus Christ. We cover every staff member and Bill's family with the shed blood of Christ and dispatch holy warring angels to encamp him. We break every spell, curse, incantation, hex, evil word, or evil prayer spoken against Bill and other ministers of the gospel in the body of Christ that minister to college students in particular, to the millennials who are being indoctrinated in universities to be communists. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ that you would break all these spells and assignments. We come against the powers of darkness with our armor on and the blood of Christ upon us, and we declare them null and void and covered in the shed blood of Jesus Christ in the past, present, and future, and in every dimension in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for giving us victory in this entire situation, and that we will see our brother Bill raised up again. We thank you, Lord. I ask you bless every single one of the prayer people here tonight, and I cover them with the shed blood of Christ and ask that you encamp them with your holy angels and that you would bind the dark forces on the earth, above the earth, and beneath the earth, and even in the waters in Jesus' name, and forbid them to carry out any more assignments against any of our brothers in Christ and against your people in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, just to add to what she said, I believe, Lord, every word she said is happening even as we speak, but I also command those curses all of those things, this witchcraft spoken against preachers, pastors, any of people that are doing your true work, Lord, I command them to reverse and go back where you came from in Jesus' name, that you Amen. Would teach those people to quit doing that against God's anointed. And I thank you, Father, for doing that in Jesus' name.
And we Amen. Agree.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, my, I'm looking for a great testimony here. Glory to God. All right, anybody else got something they'd like to add? Y'all be praying in the spirit for William Perry. How old a man, if I might ask, Mike, how old a man is he?
It's about 60. 68, Yuri is saying. You know, he looks young. And his wife lost her first husband when they were missions in Turkey. And a Muslim just shot her husband when she had an unborn baby in her womb. And Bill took down that boy, and they have nine. They have seven children and 25 grandchildren. So the ramification of this is tremendous.
Praise God. Well, Lord, we thank you for this being a testimony to his whole family, how your grace and your mercy extend far and above anything that we can understand. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Ooh, I'm excited about this one now. I don't know about y'all. I am excited. Praise God. Well, I do know for a fact that on right here, these people that are praying right here, that we've had cancers healed, we've had broken bones mended, we've had all kinds of things. People come back from the dead temporarily. We've had that happen as well. So praise God. We're looking for a mighty miracle here, and we're not accepting anything else. Thank you, Lord.
We'll be on this call. I know your call is Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we'll update you as we get information. Thank you.
Yes, sir. We appreciate it. Thank you very much. Okay, anybody else got a prayer request?
Michael?
Yeah, Marlon, go ahead, brother.
Yeah, I'd like to pray. I hurt my arm this afternoon. I was shredding some weeds with my old Ford tractor and hit something in the weeds. It caught the wheel and spun the steering wheel around, and I had one of them old type spinners on there, and spun around real fast and hit my arm, and it swelled up and goes up in my shoulder. And I'd just like everyone to agree with me in prayer. Why don't you pray, Mike? You go ahead. I prayed once already.
Yeah, I sure will. In the name of Jesus right now, we command the pain to go out of his arm. We command the swelling to go down. We command all the attributes of that accident to be healed in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father, that Marlon's arm is restored as new. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. That's done deal, Marlon.
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Lord. Missy, you need some prayer? Okay. Let's pray for you. What do we need to pray for? Headache? Okay. In the name of Jesus right now, we command that headache to go from her. We command the pain to go. And thank you, Lord, that it is done in Jesus' name. Lord, we just thank you that she's got clarity of thought and clarity of speech now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that you placed bold faith in her to believe that she's healed in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise you, Father. Glory, hallelujah. Whoo, I feel better. I don't know about you, Missy.
Yep. Amen.
Amen.
It's been slowly going here. In the past several minutes.
Okay, praise God.
That's an extra kick in the butt out the door.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for healing me.
You know, that happened to us one time in a little old church, and this two little old ladies came walking in, and both of them was hobbling. I mean, one of them was on one of those, what you call it, walkers. And she was just Chinese walking through there, you know. And she got in and lift that head up, girl, you're healed in Jesus' name. Anyway, she came in there. Both of them sat down on the front row, and I went over. I said, what's wrong with y'all? And she told me, I said, you ready to get healed? She said, oh, I sure am. I said, how long you been like that? She said, too long. I said, okay, in the name of Jesus, get up. Boy, she got up. She was healed. She went to running around the church, and I was fixing to turn over to the other lady. She saw her friend healed. She jumped up and followed in behind her. I said, praise God. Glory to God. This is awesome. That was pretty good. All right. Anybody else?
Michael?
Yes, Gaynold. How's it going, girl?
Oh, pretty good. Tracy called yesterday, and I don't know, did she contact anyone down there to pray for her brother-in-law? Do you know or not?
Now, who is this?
Tracy, our friend Tracy.
I don't think anybody did.
Okay, well, we had talked about it yesterday, and I asked her if she wanted me to bring it up on the teleconference, and she said yes, and I thought, well, maybe she was getting anxious and called down there already. She called yesterday, and her sister called her and was telling her that her husband, so this would be Tracy's brother-in-law, was diagnosed with cancer yesterday, and that it was metastasized already, and that he had a large tumor in his liver and pancreas, and there were other places, but she couldn't remember where all the places were. But you know, she has really been praying for the Lord to bring something to the, you know, her sister and her husband, because they have not really been receiving the things of the Lord that she's been trying to, you know, to share with them. And so this seems to be a really large trial. And he had a trial, oh, I'm not sure, 10 to 15 years ago. He had infection in the leg, and he ended up losing a part of his leg. They amputated it. And at that time, she was, you know, encouraging him to believe the Lord for healing. But he wouldn't at that time. He just said, well, that's for people that believe and I don't. So, anyway, he went through with, I think she said he had like 8 surgeries and went through just a really bad time with that. Well, now he's got this coming up, and apparently the two of them were both really in shock and, not knowing, you know, just not really being able to think. And we're just believing that this is going to be a trial that the Lord is going to work something in the two of them. You know, Tracy's heart is that, you know, that they would turn to him, that they would feel his presence, and that they would come to realize that they really do need a relationship with him. So I just like to pray a little, and then let you add whatever you think is necessary.
Yeah, Father, that'd be fine.
Okay, Father, I just lift up Angie and Brian to you. We just thank you, Father, for your love for them, and we know that you do have plans for them, and we just pray for your grace to draw them to yourself, to grant them the grace to repent and to turn to you, to desire to have a relationship with you, and we pray, Father, that you would soften their hearts so that they could receive you and receive your word. We know you've blessed them financially, but we know you want to bless them with that free gift of eternal life. And we just pray, Father, that they would humble themselves and turn to you, that they would repent and believe your word and believe that he was healed at the cross. And we just thank you, Father, for what you're going to work in this. We know you don't bring any trials to any one of us without a purpose. And we know that you have a purpose for this. We just pray, Father, that they would hear your voice, that they would open the door for you to come in. We just thank you, Father, for what you're going to do in this trial for them. And I also pray that you would just be with Tracy, that you would give her peace of mind, that you are more than able to take care of whatever needs to be taken care of, and that she would just stand in faith for them, along with all the rest of us. I just thank you, Father, and I give you praise. Amen.
Amen. Lord, I believe along with Gano, in Jesus' name, and I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for sending from the Lord of the harvest somebody that those two would listen to, and that the power of God would be on them, and that they'd see the trials that they've been in is a message from God. Hey, you, look at me. I can get you out of this mess. And I thank you, Father, you're going to do that. And they are going to be a couple that is going to be a great testimony to your grace and your mercy. In the name of Jesus, we pray that, Lord. We pray that, just like Gano said, that those two are coming into the kingdom. And we're not going to look at what they're saying. We're not going to listen to what they're saying. We're not going to look at what they're doing, because we're going to believe that you're doing a work in them, Lord. Sometimes, Lord, I know this as well as anybody else, everybody else, that sometimes we have to be taken kind of low before we look up. You know, sometimes we think we can do it on our own. And then something like this happens, and then we've got to try to figure it out. But then you step in. You say, I'm the answer. And I thank you, Father, that you're doing this for brother-in-law Angie and Brian. And Lord, when they accept you, I command that spirit of cancer off of them in the name of Jesus. I command the spirit of the fear of cancer off of them in the name of Jesus. And I command the spirit of death off of him in the name of Jesus. And I command every cell, every organ, everything in his body to be healed in the name of Jesus. And I command that cancer to go right now in Jesus' name. And I praise you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I wanted to share a couple of verses that I got by random yesterday morning and this morning. You know, at the time I didn't think about the one yesterday, but after I got that call from Tracy, to me, it's the two of them together are just from the beginning to the end of what the Lord is going to do here. The one I got yesterday was from 1 Corinthians 5, verse 5, and it's to deliver the such to Satan for destruction of the flesh, that the spirit be saved in the day of the Lord. And I thought, oh, that fits. You know, he's taking his flesh low so that his spirit can come forth.
Can't the Lord nail what we want to see? He can put it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I. And then the one I got today by random was 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11. But I want to read verses 9 through 11 because it makes more sense that way. Or know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit God's kingdom? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with men, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but ye were washed, but ye were sanctified, but ye were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God. And that verse 11 was the one I got this morning. And to me, the two of them were just like, they're the bookends, the beginning and the end. Anyway, I thought it was pretty cool the way I got those.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you, Lord, for talking to us that way. In Jesus' name. Absolutely.
Okay.
That's encouraging.
I thought it was very encouraging, you know, when I got the one yesterday, I kind of wondered, but then when I got her call, it's like, that does make sense to me, and then the one this morning, it just fit right with it. So, I thank the Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Okay, that was all. Thank you.
All right. Well, bless you.
Bless you, too.
Okay, anybody else? Yeah, Dave, go ahead, brother.
I'm going to pray real quick, and you guys can agree with me, that tomorrow my son has an interview with a publishing house, and he's been working part-time since he's been out of college for a year and a half. So we've been looking for something, and finally this came up. Actually, his girlfriend found it. It's a Catholic publishing house here in Grand Rapids. So he's got a job interview tomorrow. I'll just pray that I'm going to pray that the Lord will give him favor. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know you arranged this. However, his girlfriend found this, but it was not even posted. It was just something on the internet they put on there, so very few people know about it. So hopefully, Lord, this is the path for Seth in order to get into another full-time position to help him secure a better employment so he can start making his path in life and getting things secure and getting things on the road for him. And that we all need. We need that as men. We need to have some purpose. We need to be able to be suppliers and supporters for family. So thank you, Father, for bringing this interview up. I pray that you give him favor for that. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Lord, we just put our faith with David, and we count it all as done in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
I was going to say my wife did have an operation about a week ago. And they did remove some the little cancer they had in her right breast area. There was very little there. The female doctor, went in to do some more, scrape some more stuff out, and a couple lymph nodes. And she said everything looked really good. There was nothing to be concerned about. And so it looks like everything's going to go well for her there.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise. All right.
Bless you, Almighty God. Thank you.
Oh, I wanted to say to Missy, you know, I hadn't had headaches for a while. And you know, I noticed that. I had given the Lord credit for that. It's been about 6 months since I had any. And then my son had one the other day, like last week. And I said, okay, this agree in this name of the, you know, in Jesus' name. And I'm going to cast this off you. And we agreed together in prayer and cast it off. So I'm not sure where that went with him. He didn't get back with me, but I noticed the next day it tried to come on me. So I had to fight that off because I knew once I attacked that spirit, it was trying to attack me. And so sure enough, it went away. But it was a battle, and I just wasn't receiving it. And then today I got up. I had a headache again. I seen it coming on, and I just refused it, wouldn't let it come on. I said, no, you're not going to come on me. You know you have the right, you're a trespasser, all that kind of thing. Just kicked it off, cast it off, took my authority over it. I know, and then when you mentioned it, I realized, oh, my headache had gone away. Usually if something like that comes on, it, you know, wastes my day. But lately I've been noticing I've been getting victory over those. So I know we're getting attacked spiritually when it comes to headaches.
May I ask that gentleman, do you have Freemasonry in your background?
No, I do not.
Grandfather or father or anyone in your lineage?
No.
That you know of?
No, we were Lutherans. That's probably close enough, but no.
I said is because when we've done deliverance work with
right.
people with Freemasonry background, and my great-grandfather was a 33-degree Freemason, which is pure witchcraft, and they levitate stuff. It's totally satanic. And typically, people suffer from headaches with that.
I've been around some of that from just having demons in my life, having grown up spiritually oppressed and having demonic entities in my life. And I got deliverance from that, from the demons and from oppression. So I know what it is to be have the demons around and to be under their control and driven, but I don't have that anymore. But still, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, praise the Lord, that you got delivered from it.
Oh, yeah, but still, I still think you're going to see the trespasser trying to take and come in and do what he can. And if he's got any kind of a foothold once in any family member, he'll try it in others, too, because he's just the way they are. So,
he does. You put armor every day?
every day like that, no, but, you know, I'm baptized in the Holy Spirit, and I study every day, and I pray, and I, you know, speak in tongues of the on the way to work, that kind of thing. So just not to think about throwing my arm around, because it's kind of early in the morning. I should get up on
if you study in the Greek, put on the whole armor of God is in the present indicative tense, and it actually should read in the English, keep on putting on the whole armor of God. And so, for example, let's say you put it on in the morning and you walk in somewhere and you sense darkness, you put it on again. So, and you can keep it a short prayer. You can just say, I claim by faith I have on the whole armor of God in Jesus' name. And then just ask for an angel to come and protect you. Especially if you've had that kind of background like I did. Yeah.
I sometimes forget about those things, but when I'm in the battle, then I focus real quick. But I, just to come in fully prepared like that, I don't always do that, just because I'm just the routine I'm in for work. You know, I don't always think like that. But I agree, that's a very, probably very, we almost have to do that because of our spiritual connection with the way we are at this level, because we're going to be attacked. I totally agree with what you're saying.
Well, like, I know in the last, I would say even 20 years, there's so much hyper-occultism in the United States anymore. It's just like in our face. They don't even care to hide it. So, I mean, the church needs to be better equipped, better protected. And really, a lot of these attacks are needless. Christians just need to, you know, learn about warfare and keep it simple. Just put on the armor, ask for holy angels, plead the blood of Christ over you and your family, and bind the dark forces. That's simple. I mean, Christians are getting attacked for no good reason. And, you know, the enemy's just actively doing this, and we don't need to take it. So as soon as people just start to do that, and I wish there was more teaching on it, but it just seems like there's this weird sophistication in the church, and they think that, you know, they don't need to do this stuff. But it's to the point where I used to get attacked like that. Now I hardly ever. And I used to walk in places and sense the darkness, and even that, they don't even bother me anymore because I don't permit it. I don't permit it. And I think that it's just a simple act. It takes, you know what, when I teach on warfare, I tell people, anybody with a watch with a second hand, time me. I go through that spiritual warfare prayer. It takes a minute and 15 seconds to do it. That's great insurance for a minute and 16 or 15 second investment, right? If you just, like I said, put on your armor, and you don't have to go through all the pieces. You need to just say, I claim by faith I have on the whole armor of God. And then you ask for angels, you bind the dark forces, and you plead the blood of Christ. That's it. So simple.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
May I ask for prayer for a young man? He was adopted by a Christian family, and his name is Nicholas. He's, I think, 18 or 19 years old. How old is he? 21. The father's background, his biological father is to be addicted to alcohol and drugs. The biological father is in prison, and this young man is addicted to alcohol. It's a generational curse. And the Christian parents are so gracious and so good. And yet this young man is in and out of, rehab all the time. He just went back in now. So I would like to ask prayer for Nicholas, please.
Okay. Does he profess to be a Christian?
Yes, does.
Okay.
Just struggles. There's some trauma in his life, something. I don't know where the break is.
Most of the time.
He won't let. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
Most of the time what happens is you get a little unforgiveness in your heart, and you have to get rid of that. But I don't know what it is. We'll just pray and just trust God to believe, okay?
Yeah, amen.
What's his name, Nicholas?
Yes, Nicholas. He's 21.
Okay. All right. Father, we lift up Nicholas to you. Lord, he's one of yours. And we thank you, Lord, that you're going to show us a miracle here, another miracle. Lord, it seems like we got a lot of miracles coming tonight. Praise God. That's awesome. And in the name of Jesus right now, we break all generational curses on Nicholas in Jesus' name. We cast them out. Cast him out and cast him down as null and void on his life from this moment on in the name of Jesus. You spirit of addiction, you go from him in Jesus' name, and you are not allowed to come back in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that you have removed all signs of wanting to drink anymore or drugs or anything else as far as that goes that's detrimental to his life in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that Nicholas is healed, and he's going to be a great evangelist for you, Father. I believe that. I declare that, and I decree it in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father, for the testimony that he's going to come on here himself and give in the name of Jesus, or give to someone that can tell us and let us know, because we love to hear of your glory, Lord. We love to hear of what happens, because when he gets saved, or when he gets delivered, gets out of this rehab, he's going to be a testimony in the rehab that it was not the rehab that did it. It was the Lord Jesus Christ that did it. I ask, Lord, that you just go to him and show him it's you. It's not them. And, Lord, then he'll be an evangelist for you and get everybody saved in there. I praise you for it. Ooh, my. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I believe it's going to be done now. Yes, Lord.
Amen. I agree.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Whew. Come on, Nicholas. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else?
Yes, Michael, I'd like to share that when you were just praying now for Nicholas.
Okay.
I saw like wrestling and fighting going on. It was like demons fighting and attacking and just fighting and attacking him and trying to bind him and everything. And it kept on going on. And as you continued to pray, then I saw this mist take over. And then that fighting that I saw ceased, and just that mist was there. So I really believe God is going to deliver him.
Amen.
Well, I felt the power of the Holy Ghost on me while I was praying for him, so I know something's been done. I know God's cleansed this boy.
Amen.
Yes, amen. That's right.
Thank you, Debbie. That was confirmation. Praise you. Praise you, Father.
Hey Michael, that mist was the cloud of God descending on that boy, and it's his protection.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
Thank
you. Glory to God.
Your presence.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Ooh, my. And you just watch and see. I'm sorry, you never did give your name. What's your name? What's Mike's wife's name?
Yuri.
Oh, yeah, okay. I remember now. you just watch and see what I don't tell you. That boy is going to be an evangelist. He's going to be a good one, too. And I have never met him.
I'm going to write this down. Give it to his parents. I'm going to write that word down and give it to his parents. Amen. That's
praise
awesome.
God.
I think. Mm-hmm.
Well, all right. Anybody else need prayer, boy? Y'all better get in here because God's here.
Yes, he is.
If you want your prayer answered, tonight's the night, another night. Praise God. Lord, I lift up my daughter Allison to you, Lord. She had to go back to the hospital because of these blood clots in her lungs. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you know I don't get disturbed when this happens because I know you're in charge. But I command those blood clots to dissolve right now in the name of Jesus. I command the pain that's in her back to go. In the name of Jesus, I command everything that's been an infirmity to her, that is an infirmity to her, to go from her. That spirit of infirmity, go right now in the name of Jesus, Father. And I ask and I pray, Lord, that you would show yourself strong to her, that you would go to her in a vision, in a dream, and just talk with her, Lord.
Yes,
I'm not trying to rush you, Lord, but if you could do it last night, it'd be too soon. It wouldn't be too soon for me. And I thank you, Father, that you're doing it right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I've been looking for that girl's deliverance for many years now. And
amen.
I know you're doing a work there right now in Jesus' name. Everybody believe with me? In
amen,
the name of
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Okay. All right, anybody else?
Michael, it's Leon. I would like some prayer.
Yes, sir.
I have inside my head, it's like a, let's say, a bird sanctuary where there's this a group of birds just squawking inside my head. That's what my hearing problem is. I can't hear because I have this other conversation going on by all these birds, so I have a hard time hearing what people are saying.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'd like you to pray for that. I have, but I'd like to get the group to pray for it.
Okay. In the name of Jesus right now.
Thank you.
I command that noise in his ears to cease right now, and I command them birds to fly out of his brain right now in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that Leon can hear and hear good from this point on in Jesus' name. I command the spirits that are behind that to leave him right now in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, if there's anything in his heart, I ask, Lord, that you'd show it to him. And I thank you, Father, that Leon is healed of that in Jesus' name. While we're at it, Lord, I command that leg of his in the name of Jesus to receive strength, muscles, tendons, anything else that might be atrophied, to be healed in the name of Jesus right now. Hip, be healed in the name of Jesus. Knees, be healed in the name of Jesus. Ankles, be healed in the name of Jesus. Bones, be healed. Muscles be healed, tendons be healed, everything in that leg be back and restored as new in the name of Jesus. And I praise you, Father, that Leon from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet is healed. And I thank you, Lord, for healing my brother in Jesus' name. Amen. Y'all believe that? Amen. I believe it too.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah. Praise you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Ooh. Okay. Anybody else? I can't hear you, Judy. Put your headset back on.
Not yet. No.
Go ahead, David.
They just say we don't hear yet.
Oh. You got to make your computer know that you got your headset plugged in. All right. While she's getting that ready, let me see what Lynn had said. Okay, he wants us to pray for his son, Josiah, 4 months old. He has been suffering with seizures for some time now. He originally had Yuri, I'm going to mute you. And do you know how to unmute yourself?
Yes.
Okay. He has been suffering with seizures for some time now. He originally had a traumatic birth. But then the local UBM did a proxy prayer for Josiah. We received his healing from then. Just need to be lifted up more, please. Okay. All right. Well, in the name of Jesus right now, we thank you, Father, for Josiah's complete healing manifesting. We thank you, Father, that this four-month-old baby is healed in the name of Jesus. We command the spirits that are attacking him to cease their work against him. We command you to go back in Jesus' name. We cast you out of there. We bind you up from coming back, too, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that from the top of that boy's head to the bottom of his feet, that Josiah is healed. Every cell, every organ, every bone in his body be healed in Jesus' name. And we command that spirit of seizures to stop its attack on him right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, that the blood of Jesus is covering him right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, my. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. And returning. Oh, my. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. That baby's healed anyway. That's good. That baby is healed, Lenny. That baby's healed. So don't worry about it anymore. That baby is healed. I guarantee you he's healed. Glory be to God. Amen. Okay. That's good. Everybody believe that? I believe it. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Go ahead, Judy. I can't hear you. Bless your little pea-picking heart.
Hey, Tracy asked for some prayer.
Yeah, I saw it. Okay. Yeah, hang on just a second. Hey, Judy, if you need prayer, put it in the chat. Okay. Yeah, I saw that, Leon. Thank you. Let's see. Jeremy needs... okay. Jeremy's back to be healed. Can't... Okay. Tracy can't talk right now. She's at work. In the name of Jesus, we come against the this back attack on Jeremy. In the name of Jesus, we command whatever's wrong. Don't know what it is. I don't remember what he had told me once before. But that's okay, Lord. You know what it is. And Lord, here's my prayer, Lord, that if there's anything in Jeremy that needs to be corrected, I ask that you give him a dream. And something, if there's any correction that need made. I ain't saying that's what has to be done, but if there is, Lord, I ask that you give it to him. Any unforgiveness in his heart, anything like that, Lord, I ask that you reveal it to him in the name of Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, by the way, I will tell you this, you know, some people have different healing pluses more than others. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. Like some people can pray for people's backs and they'll get healed almost instantaneously. They can pray for cancers. They can get healed instantaneously, generally speaking, and stuff like that. Or somebody else might pray for headaches and that'd be their specialty. Mine starting off was backs. Whenever I prayed for somebody that had a bad back, they got healed. And so, Jeremy, just believe that because now you're going to be healed in the name of Jesus right now. I put your hand on Jeremy's back, Lord, and I command that back pain to go from him right now in the name of Jesus. I command it to leave him and not to come back in Jesus' name. I command the pain to go. I command the effects of this back pain to go in Jesus' name. All the way down to the root, you go in the name of Jesus. All the spinal cord be healed in the name of Jesus and anything else. I don't know what it might be, Lord, you do, and I command it to be healed in the name of Jesus. Now, Jeremy, when you hear this, stand up and declare it in Jesus' name because you're healed. Get up and do praise God three times. Praise God one time. Go down, bow to him, come back up and say, I thank you, Lord, that I'm healed. Go back up and come back up and say, thank you, Father, that I'm healed. And go down and come back up and you'll be healed in the name of Jesus. I know that by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay. Praise God. That's a done deal. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Woo, we just going to have a healing tonight for everybody. Glory to God. My, 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 my. Thank you, Lord. Everybody believe that? I do. I do. I truly do. I believe that boy is healed.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Barbara.
Hey. God bless you.
You too. Did you did you get my text this afternoon?
No.
I hadn't looked at my what? How are you going to get a text if you don't look at your phone? That's what I want to know.
Oh, you texted me.
Oh, yeah. You know, sometimes we get texts and people want to know things.
I don't have a cell phone.
Oh, well, I texted somebody.
You probably texted my landline.
I don't know. Missy gave me the number. Was that her landline? Okay.
She's up there laughing.
That's why you didn't get it, isn't it? Okay. Yeah. No big deal.
If you'd have told me you wanted to text her, I'd have told you she didn't have a cell.
I'm sorry. I just texted her, asked her to give me a call when she had a minute. Okay, let's see. Judy says, heal my ear so I don't have to wear hearing aids. Okay. Are you gonna trust God now? Okay. All right. Praise God. In the name of Jesus right now, I command these demonic spirits that are keeping Judy from hearing perfectly to go from her right now. I command those ears to be opened up in the name of Jesus right now. Deaf ears, you be open. You're not deaf anymore in Jesus' name. I command perfect hearing out of both ears in the name of Jesus. I command all hearing to be returned to her, and she can hear everything from nothing all the way up to whatever in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that, Jesus' name, that Judy is healed in Jesus' name. You believe that, Judy? Amen. I do too, girl. I prayed for a little 13-year-old girl one time in church during you know how sometimes they'll have everybody get up and go around, shake folks' hands, you know, that kind of thing. And her stepmother came up to me and said, would you pray for her? Said she can't hear out of her left ear. I said, sure. And I prayed for her, and I stepped back about a foot, and I whispered. I said, don't look at me. I said, just listen. See what you can hear. There's people all around us talking and fellowshipping, you know. And I said, can you hear me? She said, yeah. She got all excited, and then I stepped back a little further, and I said, can you hear me now? And I said it with a whisper. She said, yeah. Mama's over going silly, you know, hey, praise God, you know, and all that kind of thing. Healed right there in that church. Praise God. So you're healed, Judy. Amen.
Hey, Michael.
Hey.
How about you?
Okay. You want to pray for me?
Yep.
All right. You go right ahead, girl. I'll receive it in the name of Jesus.
Lord, you're not a respecter of persons, and you commanded hearing and deaf and dumb and blind to be, you know, to be healed. And so in the name of Jesus, we just command Michael's ears to hear perfectly in the name of Jesus. And because you're not a respecter of persons, and you do it for Judy, you do it for Michael, and we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for healing Michael's ears, that he can hear perfectly in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. I command this, what do you call it when you got that hear, that ringing in your ears? It's not trichinosis, it's something else.
Tinnitus.
Tinnitus. Okay. I command that tinnitus to go out of my ears in the name of Jesus. Right now, I command you to go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And I thank you, Lord, that I believe right now from this point on that I'm healed. And I thank you, Lord, that I've got brothers and sisters that are believing with me. Thank you, Lord, for your healing power upon my ears in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I like what Missy said last week when she was talking about that lake, you were reading from the guy, Lake from his book. And she said she knew that Jesus had eyes that were perfect, and she had eyes that were had problems, so she traded eyes with Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus has perfect ears, perfect hearing, and he's trading it with you right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for your hearing. In Jesus' name.
And thank you, Missy, for that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else?
Yeah.
Hey, Willie. Yeah, somebody said something.
Yeah, I was going to ask, can I get prayer for my son, John?
Sure.
He's been having a lot of stomach issues, actually, for the last couple years. And he has trouble eliminating. And I don't really know. We don't really know what the problem is. I mean, I just feel bad. He's in a lot of pain, and he has trouble eliminating it. The food, actually, he has to throw up to get the digestive. Something's not working. So can we just pray for him? The Lord would do a healing in his body, and I'm praying for his salvation, and I'm believing for his salvation and his healing. So could I ask you to pray for him, please? You're muted.
Yeah, hang on just a second.
Okay.
Let me get this out.
Can I say something about that?
Yeah, go ahead, Leah.
Okay. A lot of times what it is, doctors like to treat people with stomach acid reduction, but it's probably your son's not making enough stomach acid to digest it properly. So I would think you would want to pray in this manner. If you don't mind, I'll pray, and then you can go ahead and pray afterwards. But Lord, I know that there's a problem with stomach acid production, Lord God, and so many people have that problem that it's worldwide, and people just can't get over their problems with their stomach, Lord God. But I pray that you would produce the proper amount of acid in his stomach, allow him to digest his food, and then he can pass it on. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, just heal that and do it right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Go ahead, Michael.
Amen. Lord, I just thank you. I don't know what it is. Don't make any difference. It's, he's healed in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that nobody that is a child of yours can accept that. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that boy is healed, and he's going to eliminate perfectly. He's going to eat perfectly, and he's going to be healthy from this point on, in Jesus' name. Is he a professing Christian?
No, not at all.
This is your son?
Yeah, this is my grown son. Yeah, only by faith I'm believing for him.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in a lot of bondage, too.
How old is he?
How old is he? 40.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he was 7.
No.
I started to say.
Well, okay.
Okay, Barbara. I've got you real young there, girl. You ought to be happy. Awesome. Yeah, we prayed for that boy for salvation, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Just look for it. It's going to happen.
Well, yeah, I already know. I remember years ago, like over 30 years ago, I prayed, and the Lord, back when I was praying in for the prayer of importunity, the Lord showed me he was going to be healed. He was going to be a mighty man of God.
Amen. Thank you,
Lord. It's been a long time waiting, but praise the Lord. I know it's coming.
Amen. Well, praise God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I want to introduce you somebody from all the way from Portland, Oregon, down here in the south in East Tennessee. Chad, and charity. How y'all is? They're over at Matt Nana's house. Y'all have a good trip?
Yeah, we did. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, lots to share. Yeah.
Okay, well, good deal. Hi, Charity.
Hi.
How can you stay in the car with one man that long? That's what I want to know. Okay. All right. Well, praise God. Okie doke. Y'all got anything you want to add tonight, or you want to wait till Thursday night to give your testimony?
Oh, maybe a little later, but
okay.
Yeah, join.
All right. All right. Anybody else need prayer?
Mike, we have an update on Pastor Perry.
Yes.
His daughter writes, he is still in coma. He needs to improve by 6 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, and then we have to make decisions to move forward. His vitals are holding so far, but we need the swelling to go down in his brain stem, and we need him to respond. We are praying for a full recovery.
Amen. Well, in the name of Jesus, we command the brain to go down, swelling to stop right now, and recede back to normal in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I thank you, Lord. You know, I know this happens time and time again, that you bring these bad reports to us for one thing, and that's to test our faith, to see if we're going to believe what you said is true and to trust you. Lord, I'm putting my whole trust in you for Brother William Perry, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Father, that he is healed. In the name, Lord, and I ask and I pray that the people are around him, that you'd place bold faith in them also to believe and to trust in you, Lord. And we're going to see this miracle. We're going to see this miracle. He's going to wake up and grin like real big and say, praise God. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I believe it. All right. Anybody else? Yeah, Missy.
I want you to pray for my back. I know that is, I'm pretty positive that's the source of these headaches that I get. And so I've been told that I have a slight curvature of the back, and which technically is medically called scoliosis. And they I heard Henry W. Wright says that it's a spirit. Mm-hmm. He said that he's but medically they say, and they don't know why it does it or whatever, but like your muscles in your back tighten and stuff like that, and that on one side or the other or both, and that's why your spine gets crooked. But anyway, that's what they say in the natural. But anyway, Henry W. Wright said that it's a spirit. And
amen.
And it's been giving me fits lately. Like one day I just really felt my muscles and my nerves just really jumping around on one side, and I rebuked that. I told that serpent spirit to get to stop and get off my back, and it alleviated for a while, and I commanded it to go and everything. But since you said that you specifically have that gift for backs,
I want you to stand up. Stand up right now. We don't have to see you. You just stand up.
Okay.
In the name of Jesus right now, I command that scoliosis spirit to go from her. In the name of Jesus, you go! In the name of Jesus, I command that back to be healed and straightened. In the name of Jesus, to never ever again to be like that. In Jesus' name, I command all the pain to leave her. from the top of her spine to the bottom of her spine in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that Missy is healed. Now, Missy, I want you to bend down, come back up, and thank the Lord Jesus for your healing. Then I want you to do it again.
Thank
and
you.
Say, Lord, I thank you that I'm healed, Father. And then thank the Holy Spirit. Do it one more time. And I thank you, Lord, that my back is healed, Holy Spirit, because you are the way maker. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Okay, there it goes. There it goes. I felt it go myself. You're healed. You're healed, girl.
Amen. Praise you, Jesus.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it.
Amen.
Amen. I was
thank
just praying
you,
and saying to the Lord earlier today, you know, when I felt this coming on, I'm like, Lord, I am so tired of this. I receive this. I know I'm healed. I receive this healing. I don't receive this curse. I receive your healing. It's done. It was 2,000 years ago. You know, I'm like, I receive it. I believe it, you know? So, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Woo-hoo. Praise you, Jesus.
I said, how you feel?
I feel awesome.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Okay. Anybody else? Thank you, Jesus. Well, I almost got up and on one of those prayers because the Holy Spirit was so strong on me. I almost got up while I was going and started dancing, but I figured y'all would laugh at me, and I didn't want that.
No, I wish you'd have gone for it.
Praise God. All right, anybody else need prayer? Holy Spirit's here. God is healing.
Hey, Michael, we can pray for that if you want us to. You
yes,
know,
sir.
Dance, actually. That'd be cool. I'd like to see you dance, so we can pray for that.
I'll see you later, brother. Oh, me. Yeah, I have. Okay. Praise God. All right, anybody else need prayer or would like to pray? Got a testimony.
Yes, Michael.
Yes,
Debbie. I would like prayer for type 2 diabetes. So I've had it for a long time, and I'm believing for it too, and do all these certain testings on it. By the way, I eat or don't eat, and then come back to eating, and my numbers will go sky high. And I'm still believing, but maybe I need this anointed prayer.
Okay. All right. That was another one, Debbie, that the Lord had given me. Diabetes just goes when we pray. Because, I don't know, God just gives those things away. In the name of Jesus, right now, we command that spirit of diabetes off of Debbie. You go in the name of Jesus. And we command every organ associated with it to be healed in Jesus' name. We command blood sugar to be normal in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I ask and I pray that the next times that she wants to put, what do you call that stuff? What do you call the stuff
insulin?
You have to take? Yeah, insulin. When are you taking insulin?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, but in the name of Jesus right now, that type 2 diabetes, you leave her. Type 3, you don't come back. Type 4, don't come back. Type 1, don't come back in Jesus' name. Huh? Amen. Yes. And I thank you, Father, that every organ in her body is healed. And, Lord, I thank you that next time she goes to get a test, a blood sugar test, that it's going to come up positive in Jesus' name or whatever it's supposed to come up. I don't know, but whatever, it's going to be normal in the name of Jesus. It's going to be a sign to her that you're working in her, Lord, and I thank you for it, Lord. The next time she takes it, she's going to be normal, and she'll know that she's healed of it in the name of Jesus right now. Diabetes, I command you to leave her and do not, by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, come back in Jesus' name. Y'all believe that?
Yes, Lord.
I believe it's done. I believe it's done. I believe it's done. I believe that you have received your healing in the name of Jesus right now. Thank you, Lord. Woo, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah.
My, my. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Oh, praise you, Lord. Ooh, I don't know about y'all, but I'm having fun. Glory be to God. Holy Spirit's in my bedroom. I don't know where he is with y'all, but he's in my bedroom. If y'all want to come, you can come up here and be with me, and we'll just have a party. Praise God. There goes Chad. Oh, my. Praise God. All right. Thank you, Lord. All right. Anybody else need prayer? Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, don't nobody miss Thursday night, because we're going to have a whole bunch of testimonies of God's grace and his mercy on us. We are. I just believe that with all my heart. Amen. Okay. Anybody else got a testimony or a praise report or would like to pray?
Well, I just think it's great, because I was praying that the anointing of the Holy Spirit would be on this conference call tonight. And I just praise the Lord that that's exactly what I'm seeing.
Amen. Mm-hmm. That was my prayer, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right. Thank you, Barbara, for praying. Everybody, I hope, was praying. Thank you, Lord.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Go ahead, Jackie.
Hi.
Hey, Jackie. Jackie,
hey,
five, Jackie.
Hey, everybody. I missed you all.
Yeah, we missed you.
I just want to praise the Father, because he spoke to me on May 28th and told me he wanted to move me and Spot, my dog. And I've only lived in this town 53 years, so it's going to be a big change for me. But I put it to prayer and... for about 5 years, and the Father finally answered, and in his timing, and he spoke so clearly to me. So I just want to give him praise, because when I put this house of his up on the market, we prayed a prayer in faith, and we all agreed, and Michael knows, and I got counsel from the elders on this, and I put it on the market on July 1st, and we were believing. The Lord put it in my heart 7/7. And that's when I was going to put it on the market. And after praying and seeking some counsel, I was led to do it on the 1st, and that he would complete it. So my prayer was, Father, you created this world. Within 7 days, you can sell my house if this is your will on the 7th day. And that's where the 7/7 came in. So 7/7 came, and the day was going along, and it was like probably close to evening before I got my offer. So I just praise him that he is so faithful to his promises. And the potential buyer came through on 7/7, and I'm in the process of moving and selling. And this week, if you will just enter into agreement with me and the brethren that the inspections will go. The way I approached this was like when, do you remember when the brother Jimmy, was sick when he was resurrected and brought back to life? And I think it was Garrett was praying step by step against each thing that came against this brother when he was in the hospital. If he had a symptom, they would just pray it down. And I remember David sharing on the Bible studies how they would just pray down whatever symptom was attacking him. So that's what I did with this house. We prayed for the date. The Father gave the date. He fulfilled that in 7 days, so I got my buyer on 7/7, but I didn't feel peace about the guy that, I guess it was a retired couple that was interested in buying it, so I sat on it for 2 days, and then the Father came through with more buyers, and we felt peace on that, and I just prayed each step of the way. We prayed for a cash buyer, and the Lord's fulfilling that, so I don't have to go through a bank. We prayed that the buyer would waive most of the inspections, and Lord is so awesome. This buyer is waiving all the inspections except two. I have one on Thursday, if you'll agree with me, that I passed through this because it's some kind of sewer camera test, and if it goes through, the real estate person on the other end, on the buyer's end, emailed me and said, the buyer has some questions for me, and depending on how the conversation goes, he may waive the rest of the inspection, so then I wouldn't have to go through anything else. So I'm just praying the Lord speak through me, and I've disclosed everything I know structurally about this house. I don't know a lot of it because I didn't do the work. My late husband built most of it, and so I know a little bit. I don't want to speak words that could hinder anything. I just want to speak the truth, and if everybody will just agree with me in that, that he speaks through me when this man comes on Thursday to ask me these questions, because I'm a little bit apprehensive about it. But another brother will be here. Rob will be here with me to walk me through, and he's going to oversee everything, and he knows the structure of this house pretty well. And so we're just believing that the inspection comes and that the municipal inspection also comes that day. I was just contacted today from the realtor that I have to go through an inspection for this borough, and that it would be by the end of the week or next week. So we're believing they show up on Thursday too, so I can just nail all this in the bud, and the Lord will just wrap it all up on Thursday, and then I'll just have my closing, and I'll be moving. Just a week or so. I just pray the Lord for every step, because it's been awesome. He's been answering with such clear confirmation. It's just so amazing. I have to share the testimony someday. It's just, he's speaking. He's writing a love letter and speaking his word to me every day. He's giving me clear confirmation. He's giving me words and scriptures, and just fulfilling everything along the way and giving me a lot of peace and a lot of rest. And some of the stuff we were believing for, in my mind, I'm thinking, Lord, this is really stretching my faith to believe this much. And then, don't you know, he just answers it by the end of the day. It's just awesome.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jackie, you've come a long way in the last 5 years. My goodness. I remember. We won't get into that.
I don't think you have enough time.
We don't have enough time. Praise God. Well, Lord, we just thank you for a smooth transition for Jackie in this move, Lord. And we thank you that your hand's on her. And you're walking in front of her, beside her, and around her, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for your protection all around her, too. And we thank you, Lord, that she has favor with this buyer in Jesus' name, and that the house will sell. She gets what she needs for it, and everybody will be happy. We bless that house for the new owners in Jesus' name. And we bless the house that she's moving into for Jackie in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
It's just awesome. He's been protecting me, like you said, because there were some scams that came through. Actually, a guy came to my house, and he had my address on his cell phone, and he was interested in doing some work here, and I asked him who contacted him. And all the while I'm doing this, I'm trying to not make it known that the woman that's living here by myself, trying to handle all this. So he came right to the door, and I asked him where he got the information of my name and number, and he said somebody texted him and said that I called, you know, for him to stop by and do this work. And I just prayed against him. I don't know where the scam came from. And then there's been so many people in and out of my house, strange people, you know, because you have to leave when you're selling it. And it's just been amazing how much protection he's given me and how much peace. And I'm just so happy. So.
Amen. 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 Well, all right, Jackie. Sounds good.
Thank you, Michael.
All right. Leonard wants us to pray for his cousin Tim, who is a believer. He says right now he is over in the Ukraine. He thought treatment would be cheaper there, even though he lives in Oregon. He has some horrific growth that is in on his neck. It is extremely large. His neck is at least twice its normal size, if not thicker. Okay, yeah. Well, everybody pray with me now in the name of Jesus right now. We command that that growth on Tim's shoulder, on Tim's neck, to dry up right now and fall off in the name of Jesus. We command it by the power and authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. Neck, you be normal. Tumor, you go right now in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, that Tim is healed. And we praise you, Father. And we thank you, Lord, that while he's over there in the Ukraine, I don't know if he's looking at friends or and family, staying with friends and family, Lord, that he would be a testimony to your great and wonderful mercy, Lord, upon his life. And we praise you for it, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that Tim is healed in Jesus' name. Praise you, Father. Anybody else want to pray? Thank you, Lord. Everybody believe that? I believe it. Just pray just a minute and just imagine in your mind that Tim's neck has gone back to normal in the name of Jesus and that growth has fallen off, has dissolved and fallen off in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that boy is healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Woo, my. I feel better all over than I do anywhere else. Thank you, Jesus. All right. I believe he's healed. I know he's healed. Lennon, he's healed in Jesus' name. Y'all believe that? Amen. Me too. You know, David has a teaching called Imagination Working Through Faith. It is awesome. When you believe, when you look and you see in your mind's eye, the healing taking place, your faith leaps 1,000%, and it's good to do that. All right. Yeah, Jackie?
I also have another testimony I wanted to share. You know how I've been believing for my family and praying for them for quite some time, and I think I shared on here, but Michael, you're aware that I was served papers from my brother-in-law last August to stay out of him and my sister's home and to stay away, and I would have to get written permission to speak and see my sister. Well, anyway, she's been in and out of the nursing home with some strokes and deconditioning and struggling, and she came home. Oh, let's see, I think it was like around the 4th of July or something, and anyway, I went over there yesterday, and the day before yesterday, her son is in from Florida, and I didn't call my brother-in-law, and I didn't obey the papers that were served to me, but I prayed about it, and when this happened in years past, my late husband did not let me go over until my brother-in-law would call and apologize to us and invite us over, and Mac was you know, a policeman, so he obeyed the laws of the land also. And so I thought, Lord, I'm not under that covenant anymore. I'm under you. So I didn't know what to do, and I didn't feel peace about bowing down to my brother-in-law to ask his permission to see my sick sister. So I just thought, I felt peace about going. So I went, and everything worked out so nice. There was so much love in my family. It was unbelievable. It was so much love and peace that was given to me from my family and that I received from them and that I gave back to them. So I just praise the Father that he's fulfilling that promise too. And it seems as I'm walking more and more in obedience, even giving up my house, which was not an idol, but it's a comfort place for me and the only place I guess I sort of felt peace when my family's coming against me. So, sorry. So as I'm more obedient, the Father's just answering more and more prayers, and my brother-in-law was so kind, and my sister, and it was just so nice to see love in my family again. I'm just thanking him so much.
Amen. Well, Lord, we just thank you for answering her prayers.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. It's beautiful. Amen. Thank you, Father.
Yep. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay. That's great, Jackie. Thank you. All right. Anybody else? I saw you dancing a while ago, Chad. I saw you dancing, brother. All right. Anybody else got anything they'd like to share? I'll tell you what, we really don't have enough time to get into predestination tonight, which is good, I think. I think it's awesome. But I wanted to read a little something for you, if that's okay, from Mr. Lake. And it's out of this book. I don't know if you can see that. Let me turn the light on. John G. Lake. And the title of it is Scripture Reading with Comments. I thought it was, I read it this afternoon, and I said, well, I'll share it with them tonight if I get a chance. So I've got a chance. And he says, Scripture Reading with Comments. And Miriam and Aaron spake against Moses because of the Ethiopian woman whom he had married. And the Lord had heard it. That's Numbers 12, verses 1 and 2. Lake says, a great many people lose the blessing that they might have had by sticking their nose into other people's affairs. The Lord has been trying from the very beginning to get folks to learn this truth. This is one of the most severe lessons in the Word of God on the disadvantage of sticking your nose into other people's affairs. The Lord somehow succeeds in looking after most people who put their confidence in Him and regulating them fairly well. You like to be governed by the Spirit of the Lord Himself, and so do I. So we must accord the same privilege to the other party. And he goes on in verse 3. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Lake says, no other man in all history had so many reasons to get puffed up if he had been puffable. The little fellow puffs up, the big fellow puffs down. No man ever listened to such words as the Lord spake to Moses. No one was ever dignified by the same commission that God gave to Moses. When God called Moses to his service and sent him to Egypt, he spoke these most startling words to him. Thou shalt be as God. That's in Exodus 4 and 16. He was endowed with all the authority of God and was sent with the commission to deliver his people from the hands of Pharaoh. His word became the word of God. His action became the action of God. Verse 3 again. Now the man Moses was very meek above all the men which were upon the face of the earth. Aaron was the brother and Miriam the sister of Moses. When Moses was called at the burning bush, he began to make excuses because of his slowness of speech. And God gave him his brother Aaron, saying, he shall be thy spokesman unto the people, in Exodus 4 and 16. And in verse 10 he says, behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And some time ago, I was called to minister to a leper in the state of Montana, ex-Senator Willits, who had been in confinement several years. It was the first time since leaving Africa that I had a chance to examine a leper with care. So I went with him to his rooms and had him stripped. The leprosy was as white as snow. His fingers were dead and swollen, three times the normal size. When he would put wood in the fire, he'd burn his fingers and would not know it. His feet were in the same condition. He wrote me afterward, this is after he prayed for it, that the first evidence of healing he noticed was in his toes. The color and feeling returned. And then he quotes 10 through 13 again. He says Numbers 12, the cloud departed from off the tabernacle, and behold, Miriam became leprous, white as snow. And Aaron looked upon Miriam, and behold, she was leprous. And Aaron said unto Moses, alas, my Lord, I beseech thee, lay not the sin upon us wherein we have done foolishly. And Moses cried unto the Lord, saying, heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. Moses' prayer is characteristic of so many of the prayers of the Bible. It is brief. It contains only 8 words. Heal her now, O God, I beseech thee. But with Aaron's wholehearted confession, the heart of Moses was moved, even as the heart of God. I want to talk to you a little bit about the subject of prayer. It seems to me that this prayer of Moses is a wonderful example of that remarkable teaching of Jesus on the subject of faith in the 11th chapter of Mark. After the cursing of the fig tree, Jesus utilized the instance to give voice to his marvelous teaching of faith in God. He said, verily, verily. He said, when an ornamental or oriental used the words verily, verily, he raised his hand and it gave the solemnity of an oath. With the solemnity of an oath, I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them. Mark 11:23-24. The Revised Version gives greater force to it. That's what the ASB says too. When you pray, believe that you have received, past tense. Why or when? Why bless your soul when you pray. That's what Lake said. Why bless your soul when you pray. Mrs. Ferguson, will you kindly stand? He's talking about a woman here that was healed. Woman stands. A week ago Saturday, Brother Wiggins, Brother Dugan, Mrs. Lake, and I were just leaving the healing rooms on our way to Forest Grove, Oregon, when a gentleman came in and told us of this woman's suffering, and he begged us to come. We went, knelt by her bedside, laid hands on the woman, and in 1 minute, the Lord delivered her. I put my fingers into her side, holding the appendix between my fingers to demonstrate the perfectness of the healing. Observing how the Lord had touched her body, she said, brother, I want to give my heart to God. Well, yeah. So we called in her sons and the other man, a cousin, and our sister gave herself to the Lord. Last Sunday, she became a member of the church and today is present to give public thanks to God for her salvation and her healing. When you pray, believe ye receive and you shall have it, or believe that ye have received and you have it. That is what it means. We used to have a little Englishman in our evangelistic party who would say to the people when they were praying, now let us stop praying for 5 minutes and believe God. You hear that? Now let us stop praying for 5 minutes and believe God and see what will happen. It is perfectly amazing the wonderful things that will happen when people believe God. There is an attitude of faith, an opening of the soul to God, a divine laying hold in the spirit. I can imagine the soul cry in the prayer of Moses under these circumstances. Miriam, his own sister, now smitten and leprous, white as snow. What were the feelings of his heart? I sometimes have thought that there is no circumstance in my own life that ever called out so much faith in God and determination of soul to see God's will done as in the healing of a sister. One of my sisters and I had been chums from our childhood. She was a little older than I. The vision of the Christ as the healer had just opened to my soul. She was dying of an issue of blood. My mother called me one night and said, John, if you want to see your sister alive, you must come at once. When I arrived, my mother said, "You're too late. She's gone." I stepped to her bedside and laid my hand on her forehead. It was cold and dead. I slipped my hand down over her heart, and the heart had ceased to beat. I picked up a small mirror and held it over her mouth, but there was no discoloration. The breath was gone. I stood there stunned. Her husband knelt at the foot of the bed weeping. Her baby asleep in a crib on the opposite side of the room. My old father and mother knelt sobbing at the side of the bed. They had seen 8 of their children die. She apparently was the 9th. My soul was in a storm. Just a few weeks before, my wife was healed when she almost died. And just a few weeks before, my brother had been healed after having been invalid for 22 years. A short time before, my older sister with 5 cancers in the breast, who had been operated on 5 times and turned away to die, was healed. And as I looked at my sister, I said, "God, this is not the will of God, and I cannot accept it. It is the will of the devil in darkness. He that has the power of death, that is the devil." I discovered this fact that there are times when your spirit lays hold of the spirit of another, yeah, and they just cannot get away from you. Somehow, I just felt my spirit lay hold of the spirit of that woman, and I prayed, "Dear Lord, she just cannot go." I walked up and down for some time. My spirit was crying out for somebody with faith in God that I could call on to help me. That was 25 years ago, when the individual who trusted God for healing was almost insane in the mind of the church and the world. Bless God, it's different now. That is the advantage of having people who trust God and walk out on God's lines, come together, stay together, put their heart, their hands and hearts together, and carry one another's load, and form a nucleus in society which has some force for God. I have no confidence or faith in these little efforts that people run after here and there. Most of them go up in vapor. If you want something done for God and humanity, put your hearts and your hands together and your souls together. Organize your effort. That baby's mother, and he's referring to the baby in the audience, would not have been healed except that a little nucleus of people he's talking about, determined to pray until the woman was healed, and they stayed in prayer all day Monday. At 5 o'clock, they had the victory. It took them all day. I wish we had spirituality and faith enough to look through the mist and see what was taking place all that day long until the powers of darkness were dispelled and the healings came. As I walked up and down my sister's room, I could think of but one man that had faith on this line. That was John Alexander Dowie, 600 miles away. I went to the phone, called Western Union, and told them I wanted to get a telegram through to Mr. Dowie and an answer back as quickly as possible. I sent this wire. "My sister has apparently died, but my spirit will not let her go. I believe if you will pray, God will heal her." I received the answer back, this answer back. "Hold on to God. I am praying she will live." Oh God, I have said 1,000 times, what would it have meant if instead of that telegram of faith, I had received one from a weakling preacher who might have said, I'm afraid you're on the wrong track, or brother, you are excited, or the days of miracles are past. It was the strength of his faith that came over the wire that caused the lightnings of my soul to begin to flash. And while I stood there at the telephone and listened, the very lightnings of God began to flash in my spirit. I prayed, this thing of hell cannot be, and it will not be, in the name of Jesus Christ. I abolish death and sickness, and she shall live. And as I finished praying, praise God, I turned my eyes toward the bed, and I saw her eyelid blink. But I was so wrought up, I said, maybe I deceived myself. So I stood a little while at the telephone, and the lightnings of God's Spirit were still flashing from my soul. Presently, I observed her husband get up and tiptoe to her head, and I knew he had seen it. I said, what is it, Peter? He replied, I thought I saw her eyelids move. And just then, they moved again. 5 days later, she came to Father's home, and the Lake family sat down to Christmas dinner, the first time in their lives when they were all well. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Y'all see what the power of God is when you got somebody to pray with that has faith? It is awesome. Woo, my gracious sakes alive. Glory be to God. We were in a prayer meeting. I don't remember, Judy, if you remember this, you probably do. I don't think he was even here. I know you would. I don't know if you were, Judy, but anyway, it's been about 4 or 5 years ago. We had a call early in the morning while we were praying from, I believe this is a guy. Well, I don't remember. But anyway, he told us, told David, got on the phone with David, and apparently her husband had died, or his wife, I don't remember. I think it was her husband, had died. And she called and she said, what do I do? What do I do? David said, well, let's just pray. That's what he does. Let's just pray. And so we did. We prayed. We prayed the prayer of faith. And she came back. She said, well, he's breathing now. Praise God. So there was one raised from the dead right there on the phone. 500-600 miles away. Praise God. So that's what you do. You call somebody that has faith when you got an emergency like that, and you're going to see a miracle. Just like Mike and Yuri did. They called. They knew that they could get with some people of faith that preacher was going to be healed. And I believe it with all my heart that man is going to be healed. He's going to raise up and be able to tell a great testimony of God's grace and mercy on his life. Praise God. All right. There's more to it, but I want to give you all a chance to give a testimony about God's grace on your life, since we've got just a few minutes here. There's three kinds of prayer. Y'all know what they are? Anybody tell me what the three kinds of prayer are?
Is one the prayer of importunity and the prayer of faith and the gift of faith?
No.
No.
That, you got the first two. You got the
agreement.
First two. Yeah, there you go. Chad got it. Missy knew it. I knew Missy knew it.
What was it?
The prayer of agreement, just what we got through talking about.
Yeah, duh.
Well, the prayer of importunity is when you pray, and you pray, and you keep praying until you have a release in your spirit that it's done. In other words, that God gives you the faith to believe that it's done, okay? And then, of course, the prayer of faith is you just pray and you believe that it's done. You believe that ye have received, like it says in Mark 11:24. And that's the prayer of faith. That's the next best, the greatest prayer, the most powerful prayer is the prayer of agreement, where you got somebody that can stand in faith with you at the same time. And I'm telling you something, that's a powerful prayer. So, anybody else?
Michael, I do have a testimony.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
And I want to beg forgiveness of the group for what may appear that Yuri and I demanding so much of your time this evening, but I think this is a miracle that attests to what you are conveying through your message and through the Lord with a personal story. I was on a construction site 5 weeks ago. I was 12 feet up on a ladder taking down a wall, and the wall started giving way. Long story short, I started running down the ladder, and I got kicked off the ladder between 2 and 3 feet, landed square on my backside, on my in a sitting position with my right arm behind me to prevent me from falling back. My boss was watching. He said, "It looks like you just floated down." Now, I hit very hard, and I thought I had fractured my back. I did fracture my forearm. It was a minor break, and I was in a cast for 4 weeks. And I thought at 57 years old that my life was ruined because your back is so important. And I already had a lower back issue that really didn't debilitate me. It just bothered me now and then. But I had severe pain, and I thought maybe I had, again, fractured the back or destroyed a disc, and I didn't attend to it with the doctor because we're self-insured and that would have been a hefty bill, but I did have my arm put into a short cast, which was just more annoying than anything. I was back on the job site within 2 hours, actually, but I never cried out to the Lord so hard to repair my back. And I did have pain for 3 weeks, and every night I would lay in the recliner to avoid the pain and try to garner some sleep. And amazingly, my back is where it was before the injury. I had pain in my groin, I had pain in my upper body, and now all that is gone, and I was lifting up 100-pound pieces of chipped up concrete today with a little bit of pain, but praise the Lord, my back is regenerated, and your words ring true that this will happen with our dear friend, Pastor Perry. My arm is fine. It's a little tender. I'm rehabbing. It healed well. The doctor said I was very fortunate that I didn't have a more serious injury, or if I had hit my head from that height on a marble floor, that would have been it for me, and Yuri would have been alone. Praise the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, that we can come to you. Praise God. Thank you, Father. All right. Good testimony. Anybody else?
I'd like to share one that happened with us, much to my daughter, 27 years ago. She was just about 18 months old, maybe. About 18 months, her name is Beulah, and I was woke up in the night by hearing her crib shaking, and I thought, oh, what's going on? So I went looking there, and she seemed to be, to me, shivering really bad. I thought, oh, my goodness, you know, she's freezing. So I picked her up, and then I felt that I could see how warm she was, and so we put her in tepid water and did with that kind of thing we're supposed to do. But then she was still acting that way, and we really thought maybe she was cold or feeling cold. So we actually wrapped her in a piece of wool, and we were praying over her and laid her in between us in bed. And laying there for a little while, light was out, and then all of a sudden, there was nothing going on, but I had this alarm go off, and my spirit was loud. This is the alarm in my spirit. I told Denny, get up and turn on the light. And he turned on the light, and I lifted Beulah up between us, one hand on her chest, one on her back, and lifted her up. And her heart just pounded under my hand 3 times. And then I heard the breath go out of her. And I said, oh, no. Oh, no, I think she's dead. I think she died. So I pick her up, and she began turning purple, and she wasn't breathing. heart wasn't beating, and so I went into the other room, and Danny got on the phone and was calling an elder from our fellowship at that point, and I'm on the floor. They were praying, and I'm on the floor crying out to God for her life and reminding him about of another testimony he did for another sister when she herself was raised from the dead by the prayers of her father. And I said, you did this for Naomi's, for Naomi and Naomi's parents. You do this for us, and I know you can do it. And so I just prayed for him to heal her, and she started looking down at her, and she just started moving real slowly. And I watched her face, and the color just started coming back in her face. So I got up, and I'm going into the towards the door where the phone was by Denny, and I'm looking down at her, and then her face contorts in this terrible, it wouldn't even look like her. It was an ugly contortion. It was terrible. And I rebuked that spirit in the name of Jesus and commanded it from her, and her face just straightened out. And then she was just looking up at me, and she was fine. In the meantime, he had called the ambulance, and they came and got her, and she'd been jabbering. They couldn't believe it, because when they got to the hospital, her temperature was 106. It turned out she'd had an ear infection. She spiked this terrible fever, and her temperature was 106 when she got to the hospital. But yet on the way to the hospital, they said she should have been, what's the word, delusional? Delirious. But she was just chattering away with them like she was normal. And the doctor couldn't believe that she was the way state she was in with that high of a fever. So anyway, I just know that God brought back life into her. And there was agreement in prayer on the other end of the phone. And thank God for that. Reminder about it all the time.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that we know what to do in those type of situations. That's the mainest thing. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Anybody else got a little testimony? We got a few minutes left. It's been a great night, folks. Now, I want to thank everybody for helping us pray. I know that God's going to move on our prayers, because he said he would. And I just believe. I'm believing for this pastor. I'm believing for Tracy's brother-in-law, Angie and Brian, and Nicholas. I'm believing for him. And everything else that we prayed for. Well, Lord, I just lift up all of these prayers to you. Father, you're so lovingly kind to us. It just blows my mind at times. You know, we don't deserve it, but we are so thankful, Lord, that you do, that you have a lot of grace. And you want us to have a lot of grace, too. And you want us to have a lot of grace with these people out there that seemingly come against us. And that's why you show us your grace so much, so that you are an example to us. And we thank you, Lord, that all of these prayers that we've answered, that we've prayed tonight, Lord, that come up to you. You showed Buddy Oliver one time how those prayers come up to you like a little neon lights. And when a lot of people pray, they come up just like a burst of light. Lord, I thank you that burst of light's up there, and you're grinning right now because you're answering all of these prayers. And I thank you for it, God. I love you, Lord. I want more of you, and I know the people here tonight want more of you. Father, I ask that you lead us by your Spirit every step of the way. Set a watch before our lips, Lord, that we only speak as an oracle of God. Give us the faith, Lord, to believe and trust what your word says. And we praise you, and we thank you for it. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, give us a good night's sleep tonight, Lord. and give us dreams and visions about the things to come so that we'll know and be warned of them. In Jesus' name. Father, I just thank you so much for anointing this little fellowship that we have every Tuesday and Thursday night. I thank you, Lord, that we'd had no interruptions for communications in the name of Jesus. And I praise you and glorify you, Father, because you're worthy of our praises. Makes no difference what status ourself is in. You are worthy, Lord. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I love y'all. God bless you. And we'll do predestination Thursday night if the Lord allows. Praise God. This was a good night. One of the best ones that we've had, I believe. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Mike. And Mira. Let me go ahead and